And now, Don Blackwell.
Since the beginning of time, there have been certain aspects of God's law that have changed. For example, the Sabbath day was kept during the Old Testament, but today it's not required of men to keep. There were certain meats that were considered unclean for the Jews to eat, but now we are free to eat them. The practice of circumcision was once required of God's people, but is no longer binding on anyone. But then there are certain moral principles and certain constants that have always been that way since the beginning. One example is the subject we're going to be discussing in today's lesson, and that is the sin of murder. Since the beginning of time, murder has stood condemned by God. In fact, one of the first sins that we read about in the Bible is the sin of murder. In Genesis chapter 4, we read about Cain and Abel. Verse 8 of that chapter says, "And it came to pass that they were in the field, and Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him." Well, time passes and we move from the patriarchal age to the Mosaic age. Once again, we find that murder is still wrong. Number 7 of the Ten Commandments says, "Thou shalt not kill." In the days of the kings, the proverb writer wrote in Proverbs chapter 6, "These six things does the Lord hate. Yes, seven are an abomination to Him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood." We come to the New Testament. Christ again tells us that murder is wrong in Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 and 22. Friends, from one end of the Bible to the other, murder has been condemned as being wrong. And yet, isn't it interesting that that's how our Lord died? He was murdered. Proverbs 6 says, "The shedding of innocent blood is an abomination before God." And yet, the completely innocent Son of God was put to death by the creatures that He forbade to murder. The first point in our lesson today is, what is murder? I want to give you the definition according to Webster's Dictionary. Definition number 1 says that to murder means to kill a person unlawfully and with malice. And that's the definition I want to use: unlawful killing. That's what murder is. Now, it's also good to know the Greek word that we're talking about here, since the New Testament was originally written in Greek. In Matthew chapter 19 and verse 18, Christ told the rich young ruler, "You shall not murder." The definition of that Greek word that's translated as murder is to kill, to slay, or to murder. And so we're not talking about some deep, complicated subject. We can all understand what it means to murder someone. We're talking about taking someone's life and being responsible, or being responsible for taking someone's life. And the Bible is full of examples of people who committed the sin of murder. We already mentioned that one of the first sins in the Bible is that of murder, Cain and Abel in Genesis chapter 4. King David was responsible for the taking of the life of Uriah the Hittite in 2 Samuel chapter 11. In the New Testament, Barabbas, the man who the Jews chose to release instead of Christ, we're told about him, who for a certain sedition made in the city and for murder, he was cast into prison, Luke 23 and 19. And very interesting, in John chapter 8 and verse 44, Jesus said about the devil, describing him, he said, "He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth." And so I think we're pretty clear on this subject up to this point. But when it comes to issues such as abortion and suicide, some people have difficulty deciding what they feel about these issues. Is it really murder? But friends, it's not really important what we feel about these issues. What's really important, what really matters, is what God says about them. First, I want to talk about abortion. In 1973, the Supreme Court of the United States made a decision that legalized abortion in this country. It was perhaps the most shameful date in American history. And since that time, about 40 million abortions have taken place. We average, I read, over 3,000 abortions a day just in the United States of America. 58,000 people died in the 11-year Vietnam War. But nearly twice that many babies die in 1 year in our country because of abortion. Now the question is that murder? Is that an unlawful taking of human life? Friends, have no doubt about it. Abortion is unlawful taking of human life. Now, it may not be unlawful as far as the government is concerned, but it is unlawful as far as God is concerned. Once again, Proverbs 6 says, God hates the shedding of innocent blood. Now, you tell me, what blood could be more innocent than that of an unborn baby? Some people will say, well, that's not a life. It's not yet alive. The Lord said about the prophet Jeremiah, He said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you, Jeremiah 1 and verse 5. See, He recognized him as an individual being, even before birth. Luke chapter 2 and verse 44 says about John the Baptist, while he was still in his mother's womb, the Bible says that the babe leaped for joy. Now, does that sound like some lifeless mass to you? And besides, if it's not living, as some would say, if the baby is not a living being, then why not just leave it alone? You know, there's no doubt about it. Abortion is murder. It is the unlawful taking of an innocent human life. And it particularly fits definition number 2 of murder, according to the dictionary. Definition number 2 says that murder is to kill inhumanely, and it indicates in a barbaric manner. Well, what about this issue of suicide? Some people would think that suicide is not murder because it's something that you do to yourself. But is suicide murder? Friends, the answer is yes. It is the unlawful taking of a human life. Now, it's true that suicide is self-murder, but still it is the unauthorized killing of a human life made in the image of God. Friends, you see, murder is not wrong because another person doesn't want you to do it. It's wrong because God forbids it. So all that the Bible says forbidding murder also forbids suicide. And you know, one of the saddest things about suicide is that it's a sin that you may never get a chance to repent of. If one commits suicide and then dies, he will go into eternity bearing the guilt and the burden of that sin and find himself in a lost condition. Point number 2 of our lesson today is what murder is not. What is murder not? Remember, the definition of murder is unlawful killing. But the fact of the matter is, not all killing is unlawful killing. Now let's discuss some issues. Someone asked, what about capital punishment? Does the government have the right to punish a person by death for their crime? Now, this is something that has been hotly debated in many places. And I know that when someone is executed, very frequently you have people standing outside with signs in protest. And some people will argue, the Bible says, you shall not kill. And friends, it's true. The Bible forbids unlawful killing, the shedding of innocent blood. But what if the person is not innocent? Can the government put that person to death for his crime? Friends, the Bible answers that question, yes. During the patriarchal age, God told Noah, whosoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed. For in the image of God made he man, Genesis 9 and 6. Under the law of Moses, God said, and he who strikes his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. Exodus 21:15. Numbers 35 and 17 says, if he strikes him with a stone in the hand by which one could die, and he does die, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. In fact, the death penalty or capital punishment was the punishment for many crimes under the law of Moses. Now, during the Christian age, the age under which all of us live today, the Bible says, let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, And those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. Now listen to verse 3. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have the praise from the same. For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid. For he does not bear the sword in vain. He is God's minister, an avenger, to execute wrath on those who practice evil. Romans 13, 1 through 4. Well, how about this issue? Sometimes people will ask, do I as a Christian have the right to defend myself? Can I defend my family? Friends, the answer is absolutely. Someone says, what if it comes to the point of physical force? What if someone breaks into my home and the lives of my family are at stake? Can I as a Christian use necessary force to defend myself and my family? And once again, I think the Bible answers very clearly yes to that question. In Luke chapter 22, as Christ sent out His disciples to preach, He told them, but now he who has a money bag, let him take it, and likewise a knapsack. And he who has no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. Luke 22 and 36. Now why did Jesus tell His disciples, if you don't have a sword, then buy one? Friends, the answer is for self-defense. I believe we could apply this same principle today to a soldier defending his country. Self-defense is appropriate, and we learn that in the Bible. Let's look at a third issue. There is a movement in many places in the world today to stop the killing of animals, and many people have bought into this movement. Some have argued that to kill an animal is to commit murder. And there are organizations such as PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, who oppose the eating of meat and the use of animals for clothing and for medical experiments to benefit human beings. And there are signs that say things such as this, eating meat is murder. I even ran across an ad that said Jesus was a vegetarian and Christians should be also. What does the Bible say about this? Is that murder? Is it wrong to eat meat? Friends, the answer to that question is no, of course it's not. In Genesis chapter 9, after the flood, the Lord told Noah about the animals. He said, every moving thing that lives shall be meat for you. Even as the green herb have I given you all things. Genesis 9 and 3. When the Lord delivered His people from Egypt, He instituted the feast of the Passover. And you remember that a part of it was the Passover lamb. Exodus chapter 12 and verse 8 says, and they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened, and with the bitter herbs they shall eat it. In John chapter 21, you may remember that Jesus Himself prepared fish for His apostles to eat. They were fishing, and verse 9 says, as soon then as they were come to the land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereupon, and bread. Verse 12 says, Jesus said unto them, come and dine. And then Jesus came and took bread and gave them, and fish likewise. Friends, this movement that's taking place to prevent using animals for the benefit of human beings has some very serious problems with it. Many people would exalt animals to a level equivalent with that of a human being. One man is quoted as saying, we feel that animals have the same rights as retarded children. Another said, the life of an ant and that of a child should be granted equal consideration. Friends, the fact is, this type of thinking has its roots in humanism. It has its basis. It has as its basis the idea that we are nothing more than a product of evolution and that we too are just animals. And that being true, if that were true, a human being would be no different from any other animal. Now that, friends, is a product of humanistic, evolutionary thinking, and nothing could be farther from the truth. Psalm 139 and verse 14 says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalm chapter 8 and verse 4 asks, what is man that thou art mindful of him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and has crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over all of the works of your hands. You have put all things under His feet. All sheep and oxen. Yes, the beast of the field, the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatever passes through the paths of the sea. Friends, the Bible tells us that man is not lower than the apes. He's not equivalent with the apes. He's not even just a little higher than the apes. The Bible says that man is just a little lower than the angels. Genesis chapter 1 tells me the reason that I'm exalted, and that is, I am made in the image of the Creator. Genesis 1:26 says, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and them, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." And God created man in His own image. Is it wrong to kill an animal for food or clothing? The answer is, no, it's not. In fact, it's just what the Bible indicates that we are to do. Our next point deals with murder, but murder of a different type. That is murder of the heart. In 1 John chapter 3 and verse 15, the Bible says that whoever hates his brother is a murderer. Now, it may be that you're tuned into the program today, but you've never killed another human being. You've never had an abortion. You've never attempted suicide. But the Bible says it is still possible that you are guilty of murder. Now, you might say, how could I be a murderer if I haven't killed anyone? The answer is that in hating, you have exhibited the disposition and the spirit of a murderer. You may not have gone through the physical act, but in hating, you've already murdered him in your heart. Today, you may not have actually carried out the act, but you may have harbored the feeling of hate toward a brother that can cause you to lose your soul. 1 John 3:15 says, "Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him." Friend, do you have hate in your heart that could cost you your soul eternally? If you do, you need to take care of it before it's everlastingly too late.